Welcome to Catch My Currents, brought to you by the Center for Alaskan Coastal Studies. Halloween is right around the corner, and to celebrate spooky season, today's segment is going to shine a little light on one of Kachemak Bay's most formidable, and one of my personal favorite, predators. They may appear unassuming and innocent at first, but these organisms can stretch up to 10 times their resting body length and are known to use chemical warfare to take down prey that's sometimes significantly bigger than they are. Any guesses as to what these creatures might be? I'll give you a hint. Their name starts with an R and ends with an ibbon worm. Ribbon worms! These aptly named worms usually look like long, skinny, slimy ribbons or noodles that can be found pretty consistently under or among the rocks in the intertidal zone. Sometimes they're brightly colored, sometimes they have cool patterns on them, and sometimes they've got a cool two-toned coloration with one color on top and a different color on their underside. Ribbon worms also usually look pretty slimy because, well, they're covered in slime. They secrete mucus through their skin that they glide over using tiny hair-like cilia that cover their bodies. Most species use this slime trail to move, but some of the larger ribbon worms move with wave-like muscular contractions. A couple species can even swim by moving their bodies in up and down undulations. It's pretty normal to get a little bit of the heebie-jeebies if you find a big, weird-looking worm while out tide pooling, but they don't usually strike too much fear into our hearts because they can't really hurt us. Ribbon worms can be pretty lengthy, but as humans, we're still way bigger than they are. The worst they could do is deliver a little bite that might feel like a tiny poke or make you feel a little tingly wherever they gotcha, but really nothing too bad. And so in order to get a full grasp on how ribbon worms earned their place as the subject of our Halloween creature feature, we're going to put ourselves in the shoes of their prey. I want you to close your eyes for a moment and imagine you're a worm, but you're not just any worm. You're an intimidating, bristly clam worm crawling through the sediment. You take a detour to poke your way through the bristle threads of a cluster of blue mussels when you feel something slightly squishy bump into you. You think nothing of it, but then moments later, you're impaled by the knife-like stylet of a ribbon worm. You try to wiggle away, but the more you twist and turn, the more you find yourself getting tangled up in the sticky, stretchy line of proboscis connected to the stylet. Eventually, your movements start to slow down as the neurotoxin delivered by the stylet works its way into your system. You feel yourself getting reeled in, and the last thing you see is darkness as the ribbon worm swallows you whole. The good news is, we're humans, not clam worms, so your chances of getting eaten by a ribbon worm are pretty low. But if you enjoy poking around the beaches at low tide, your chances of finding a ribbon worm are pretty high. So if you're ever lucky enough to find one of these fearsome predators, I encourage you to take a moment to ooh and ah over these incredible worms. This is Alexa Helm, and this has been Kachemak Currents, brought to you by the Center for Alaskan Coastal Studies, which has been connecting you with the nature of Kachemak Bay through education and stewardship for over 40 years.